News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Why are we so fearful to let our kids have some freedom now? And do we really think anyone, not least us knackered parents, are benefiting from this what-if catastrophizing mindset? Those are the words posed by journalist Georgina Fuller, and she joins us now this morning. Georgina, really interesting piece you wrote, because I suspect you grew up in the same era as myself, where benign neglect was the order of the day. Firstly, why do you think that changed?
It's a really good question. I don't know if it's related to the pandemic most recently. I think it's been a kind of gradual shift from being parent-led and not having the word parenting as a verb at all, and kids just doing what they're told and do as I say, not as I do, as my mum used to say to me in the 80s, to being very, very child-centric. I don't know if it's a cultural shift. I don't know if it's because we're having less children or we're more pressured with both parents working. But it's certainly been a seismic shift from the 80s, which, as my kids tell me, is like the dark ages, as far as they're concerned. Obviously, it doesn't feel like that to me. To now, where helicopter parenting, I mean, you think about all the different terms we've got for parenting.
So the cultural shift, it may have many, I suppose, reasons why it's happened, but we can't be exactly sure. But why is it necessarily a bad thing that we have become increasingly protective, perhaps, of our kids, or increasingly trying to pave the way for them to have an easier life?
I think the problem is that we are seeing, again, this is probably partly related to the pandemic. I know it is with my 15-year-old and his peers. We're seeing kind of higher rates of anxiety, depression, mental health issues in children, which we haven't seen before. And whether this is because of the digital world that we're now living in, and they're spending more and more time online, which is, you know, in my view, the most kind of frightening outlook, really, because we know that being online is detrimental to their health, and we know that it's preventing them from being outside and from learning really important social skills and life skills. And I think because parents are so overprotective now, and because we are somehow in this state of paranoia, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that, and this kind of what if mentality, I think that what we're doing is we're cocooning our children so much that they're not growing, they're not developing.
Do you think, Georgine, that they're linked, that us sort of helicopter parenting or hovering over them the whole time, that is linked to them being less resilient or having more mental health issues or those types of things?
Yeah, I do. I don't think that we can possibly sort of, it's not a separate issue. I think it's definitely linked. And maybe that's an extreme view, but it's certainly a contributing factor, I think. And, you know, I see myself, so mine are 15, 12 and 10. And like the level of involvement and expectation from the school, from the kind of greater, from the world, seems to be immense on parents. Like, I'm expected to help with homework. I'm expected to be there at pickup.
Yeah.
Self-employed.
I also have kids. I've got four kids. I find it slightly fascinating that in the era when a huge amount of mums and fathers, the mums and dads both work, we're expected to be more involved in the lives of our children than our parents were in the era when my mum, for example, was a stay-at-home mum, as were most of my friends' mums. But even though my mum was at home, she was not expected to do my homework with me. She was not expected to drop me here, there and everywhere. A lot of my time would have been spent being left to my own devices, and that was with a stay-at-home mum. There's something kind of interesting in that, isn't there?
I think there is. And my mum went back to work when I was four. I was the youngest of three. She was a teacher. And most of my friends' mums, as you say, were stay-at-home mums. And, you know, I remember feeling a bit kind of put out that I would go back and I'd go back to different friends' houses. And I really wanted mum to be there and to pick me up and to be a bit more involved. But actually, you know, looking back, I think it's a bit of a cliche, but it was character building. And it did teach me more about independence and getting on and doing stuff for myself. And I think now, you know, if my daughter or one of them gets stuck on homework, they won't think necessarily to look at Google or to look at what I would have done probably in an encyclopedia. They will come and ask me, and they'll expect me to solve the problem for them. And, you know, I think problem solving skills, and it's just something that they need to take responsibility for. And I'm trying to be a bit more, trying to give my children more independence and a bit more a sort of free rein, but it's not actively encouraged, and it's
It's well,
certainly.
we look at Kirsty Alsop, the story last week that her 15-year-old went interrailing. Now, I have a 15-year-old and I wouldn't let him go interrailing, but
Same.
I'm not saying all 15-year-olds couldn't interrail. I'm just saying that I wouldn't let mine necessarily. But that was considered quite shocking by a lot of people, whereas a couple of generations ago, 15-year-olds had jobs.
I know, and my 15-year-old's desperate for a job, and no one will take him. Not even the fish and chip shop, not the cafe, not the pub, because of health and safety and regulations, and until he's 16. So, yeah, I personally wouldn't let my 15-year-old, who's a school year below, because I don't think he's responsible enough. But I think it depends on the child. But the anger and the response just goes to show how paranoid I think people are with all the what if, what's going to happen.
Lastly, I suppose my question is parents, I think now are actually often guilt-ridden and very well-intended and, really want to do the best by their kids and, consumed by their children's lives, in fact. But that very being consumed by their children's side, that very child-centric approach, is it doing our kids a disservice?
I think it is. I don't know who's benefiting from it. Parents aren't benefiting, kids aren't benefiting. And I think we're actually disenabling our children from developing into adults, really. I think we're kind of keeping them back as children. And I think the fear has sort of eclipsed rational common sense.
Georgina Fuller, columnist, thank you very much for joining us. Let us know what you think out there this morning. Definitely parenting has changed. But that question Georgina asks, are we doing our kids a disservice? Love to hear from you this morning. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.